Okay, Dov, good morning. Today's Dov is Dov Mem. Right, we left off on 39B. Lam and Ted Amud Bet. First, the middle of the page. It's a Braita, Tana Rabbanan. The Braita begins. Shor chere shote v'katan. You have an ox, a v'chere, a deaf mute, shote, or a child. Shenagach, that gored. Rabbi Yaakov mishalem chatzi nezek. Rabbi Yaakov would pay half a damage. So Rabbi Yaakov, maya vite, what was Rabbi Yaakov doing? Ela, Ema, Rabbi Yaakov omer mishalem chatzi nezek. Rabbi Yaakov says you pay half a damage. In my asking, what are we dealing with here? If it's a calm animal, pshita, it's obvious. The kulei almanami chatzin ezek with the mishalim. Everyone agrees you pay half a damage. V'ibem muadin, if it's a dangerous animal, ide avdei leishmira klal lo bay the shalom. If he did a proper guarding of the animal and it went and damaged anyway, then he wouldn't have to pay regardless. V'ide lo avdei leishmira kulei nezek bay the shalom. But if he didn't do any damage, any guarding at all, you have to pay the full damage. So how do we find a case that there's a chidush that you should pay only half a damage? So Amar Rava leolam b'muad. Really, it's a dangerous animal. V'achav ma iskina. What are we dealing with here? The avdei shmira pechuta v'lo avdei shmira meula. He did a partial guarding. He did a small guarding. He didn't guard the animal completely. Meaning, he guarded him from a regular type of wind that would blow down a fence, but he didn't guard him entirely from a strong wind that could have blown down the fence. Rabbi Yaakov savar like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yaakov holds like Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar tzad tamut b'mkoma omedet. The side of the calmness stays in its place. With savar like Rabbi Yehuda, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar muad sagilei b'shmirah pechuta. A dangerous animal, it's enough just to guard it in a small way. You guarded it, that's enough. We appoint an administrator for a calm animal to collect from its body. This is how he holds. So that's why you would pay half a damage. So Amar Le Abaye, Velo Pligi, are they not arguing? We have a braita. Shor shel cheresh shote v'katan shenagach. We have an ox of a cheresh shote v'katan who gored. Rabbi Yaakov mechayev. Rabbi Yaakov says you're liable. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov omer, Rabbi Yehuda mechayev. Rabbi Yehuda says you're liable. Rabbi Yaakov omer chatzin nezek with mishalem. Rabbi Yaakov says you pay half a damage. So hold on. Rabbi Yehuda says you're liable. Rabbi Yaakov says you pay half a damage. That sounds like they're arguing, no? So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabba Bar Ula, Mash Mechayev Rabbi Yehuda, Perish Rabbi Yaakov." What Rabbi Yehuda says, you're liable. That's what Rabbi Yaakov was explaining. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're liable. Rabbi Yaakov says, yeah, you're liable for the half a damage. Ula Bayeda, Amar Pligi, B'may Pligi. Okay, according to Abaye, it says they're arguing. What are they arguing on? Amar Lachacha, B'may Eskina. What are we dealing with here? B'muad Velon Natre Klal. It's a muad animal. You didn't guard it at all. Rabbi Yaakov savar like Rabbi Yehuda bechada. Rabbi Yaakov holds like Rabbi Yehuda in one case and disagrees with him in one case. Savar like Rabbi Yehuda bechada. He holds like him in one case. Dilu Rabbi Yehuda savar tzad tamud b'mkom ha'omedet. Rabbi Yehuda holds the side of the calmness of the animal. It stays in its place. Therefore, that's what he holds like. You pay the half a damage. Upalig alei bechada. He disagrees with him in one case. Rabbi Yehuda holds we appoint an administrator for a calm animal to collect from its body. But Rabbi Yaakov savar ein mamidin. Rabbi Yaakov says, no, we don't appoint that. And you only pay half of the damage of a muad, dangerous animal. So Amar le Ravacha bar Abaye le Ravina. He says to Ravina, Bisham al Abaye damar pligi shapir. Makes sense according to Abaye that says they're arguing. That makes sense. We would establish it talking about a mu'ad for the first baraita. Ela the Rava, the Amar lo pligi, according to Rava, who says they're not arguing, ademoki la b'mu'ad, instead of saying it's talking about the first baraita is talking about a mu'ad, nukma betam, let's say it's talking about a calm animal. And flipping the amud, I Rabbi Yehuda, avad leishmira pechuta velo avad leishmira me'ula. If you go like Rabbi Yehuda, you can say he did a small guarding, he didn't do a complete guarding of the animal. When the Rezmi Yaakov, he didn't do any guarding at all. The Tanya Zabarat says, the Rezmi Yaakov Omer, Echad Tam Vechad Muad Shemaran Shmira Pechuta Peturin. Whether you have a calm animal or a dangerous animal, as long as you guarded it small in a small way, you're exempt from the damages. Ve'akamashmanan is coming to teach us, Rabbi Yaakov, the Ma'amidin La'en Apotrobos, Latam Likvod Mikvo. Rabbi Yaakov is teaching us that you appoint a administrator to collect from the body of the calm animal. So this is exactly what Rashi says, according to him, that he says that even by a tam animal, you're enough just to guard it in a small way. It's talking about a case where you didn't guard it at all. He's coming to teach us that you appoint an administrator for this type of animal. So according to Rava, why did we need to say it's talking about a muad? You could have just said it's talking about a calm animal. So the Gemara says, Amar le achi kamar. This is what he meant to say. Chada de itve tarte tama. It's one thing that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda that really has two reasons behind it. What does that mean? Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ho'il usvir le Rava de lo pligi. He holds it. They're not arguing. Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda bekulu usvir le achi. They both hold the same way. That's why Rava said it's talking about a dangerous animal and a small guarding, not a strong guarding. The mashma mina, tishma mina, you learn from there. The eat later, Yaakov could be Yehuda. The sagi later, sad muadut, b'shmirah pechuta. He also could be Yehuda in regards to a muad animal that's guarded even in a small way. That's enough. It's sad tamud unkoma omedet, and the side of the calmness of the animal stays in its place. And there, ulididei lo sagi la b'shmirah pechuta. According to him, it's not enough just to guard it in a small way. You can learn from there as well that we appoint an administrator to collect from the body of the calm animal. Very good. So that's the explanation of what he meant to say. So the Gemara says Ravina says something different. The difference between them would be the switching of the jurisdictions between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda. What does that mean? So the Gemara explains, kigon to have a muad, if it was a muad animal, when it pakach a cheresh, and the cheresh, the deaf mute, became better. When Ishtafa Shoter, the Shoter became better. Rigdila Katan, the Katan became an adult. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Ariyahu Bechizkato. Rabbi Yehuda says he stands in his regular way, what he was before, it's a muad animal. Rabbi Yaakov Savar, Rishun Mishana. Rabbi Yaakov says, no, the jurisdiction where the owner was Shoter, Katan, whatever it was before, now that he changed, so too the animal changes and becomes a Tam. That would be the difference. Tanu Rabbanan, the Braita says, Apotrophosin, Mishalmin, Min Aliyah, Vein, Mishalmin, Kofer. The administrators, they pay from the choicest property and not paying, they don't pay Kofer payment when, let's say, their ox gores and kills a person. So the Gemara says, Man Tana, now we get into the topic of Kofer, this Kofer payment that's paid when the person is gored and killed. Is that Kofer payment, is that an atonement? Is that payment an atonement? Or is that payment an actual payment? Is it considered money, monetary? So the Gemara says, Man Tana, Kufra kapara, v'yatmei lav b'nei kapara ninu. Who is the one that says that this payment is an atonement and the orphans are not needed to get atonement? Amar chista, Rabbi Yishmael benosher, Rabbi Yochan ben Merokahi. It's Rabbi Yishmael. The Tanya is right that says, we have a machloket. V'natan pidyon nafsho, you pay the worth, the value of your soul. The main nizak, that's the value of the damaged one. Rabbi Yishmael benosher, Rabbi Yochan ben Merokahi. Omer, he says, no, the main mazik, the damager's one. So my love, Akamiflige, this is not the machloket. The Rabbanan Savri Kufra Mamona, who Rabbanan says the payment is Mamona, it's monetary, it's money. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Merokah Savar, he holds Kufra Kapara. Then no, the payment is atonement. Is that not the machloket? So Amar Papa, lo. He says, no, that's not the machloket. The Kule Alma Kufra Kaparahu. Everyone agrees that the payment is an atonement. And over here, this is the machloket. Rabbanan Savri. But the Nizak Shaiminan, the Rabbanan holds, they evaluate it based on the Nizak, the damaged one. The Rishmael ben Osher ben Yochanan ben Meroka Omer, Savar ben Mazik Shaiminan. He says, no, we hold that it evaluated by the damager, not the damaged one. So the Gemara says, my Tama de Rabbanan, what's the reason for Rabbanan? So it says, Neemra Shita Lemata, Neemra Shita Lemala. It says both times in the Pasuk, one earlier, one later, shita meaning placing or evaluating, right? So one time it says it earlier, one time it says it later. The later one is talking about the woman who is pregnant and gets banged into and the baby gets killed. And the first one is talking about the damage that's actually caused to the person. So the Gemara says, Malahalam the Nizak, just like in the latter case, talking about the Nizak, the pregnant woman, Afkan, the Nizak, so to rear, talking about the Nizak, the damaged one. You see that it's talking about the damaged one. He says, when it says Natan Pidyon Nafsho, Ktiv, that's what it means. It's talking about his own, the damager, the own soul's worth, his own value. Okay, Verabanan, what does the Rabbanan say? In Pidyon Nafsho, Ktiv, yes, it's the redemption of his soul. When we evaluate it, we evaluate it based on the damaged one. Mishabach nei Ravah Rav Nachman b'Rav Acha bar Yaakov da Adam Gadolu. Ravah said to Rav Nachman, there's this rabbi, Rav Acha, who is very big, he's a huge rabbi. So he said, Amar lei k'shavo liyadcha aviyo liyadi. He said to him, okay, when he comes to you, bring him to me. Ki ate legabei, Amar lei ba'minei milta. He said, when he came to him, he said to him, okay, ask me a question you have. Let me see if you're really that smart. So he says, if you have an ox of two partners that own the ox, how do you pay the kofar payment if they kill? The ox kills. Mishalem high kofar, but high kofar, do they each pay full kofar? But the Gemara says, kofar echad amar rachmana velo shnei kofarin. But the Torah said one payment, not two payments. So why would they pay double? So high chatzi kofar, vechatzi kofar, maybe they each one pay half of the kofar payment. The Gemara says, kofar shalem amar rachmana velo chatzi kofar. It says pay the full payment, not half the payment. So adiyati bekam ayenba, he was thinking about the question. Amar lei, tanan, it already says in the Mishnah, don't worry about it, I'll let you know. Chayevei arachin mimashkanin otan. If you have a somebody who's liable, they take upon themselves to pay their value or someone else's value to the Beit HaMikdash. Those people who are have to pay that value, mimashkenin otan. We take a collateral for them until it's given, right? Rashi says, kivan the kapurei chatei kavela lo mashelei. They wouldn't push it off. The Gemara says chayve chataot v'ashamot. Whereas if it's liability to bring a chatat offering or asham offering, in mashkenin notan, those we don't need to do any collateral because they're going to bring it no matter what. So chayve kufrin mai. What about liability to pay the payment of this kofer? So kivan de kaparahu ke chatat v'asham namei. It's like an atonement. So it's like chatat and asham mechmar chamir lave velo bayash mashkunei. It's very chamur. It's very strict. Therefore, they're not going to be lax. They're going to bring it, and you don't need any collateral. Odilma kivan lechavrehu baymitva lemamuna mamunahu velo legavoa. Who? So he says maybe no, because it's given to a friend. It's considered like mamon, and it's not so strict. Velo chamir ale ubaymashkune, and therefore you need to take some collateral to make sure that they're going to pay it. So what is it going to say? E nami, or maybe you can say kivan de hulo chata mamunehu dazik. Maybe he didn't sin over here. It's his ox that killed. Lo chamir milte ilave ubay mashkune. It's not so chamur, and therefore you need to take some mashkon. So amar le shivkan istagar v'kamaita. He said, "Okay, I got it. Leave me alone. I don't know the answer to your question." Meaning, like he was like so overwhelmed with this question. His first question was very strict, hard question, and then he asked the second question on that question with different parts to it. He made it very difficult. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan, the Braita says, Shalom v'cheskat tam v'nim samuad. Now we're talking about borrowing. If you borrow an ox and it is in the chazakah, that was a calm ox, and then you see that it's muad. Ba'alim mishalmin chatzi nezek, v'shuvel mishalem chatzi nezek. They each pay half a damage. Because the borrower, at the very least, he thought it was a calm animal, he would have paid half a damage regardless. How huad bebeit shoel, if he became muad in the house of the borrower, v'chzirel ba'alim, and he returns it to the owner, the owner pays a full, half a damage, and the borrower is exempt from everything. So Amar Mor, Shalom Echizkatam, Muad. If he borrows it while it's calm, and he found out it's a Muad, they each pay half a damage. Amai, the Gemara says, why? Lemale, Torah Sha'ile, Arielo Sha'ile. Why doesn't the borrower just say to the lender, I didn't borrow a lion, I borrowed an ox. I was told it was a common ox. Why would it kill? So Amarava, Hachamayaskina, what are we dealing with here? Shekirbo Shunakhan. He knew that it was a killer, it was a gorer. So but he didn't know that it gored three times and it was a muad. So the Gemara says, Venemale Tam Sha'ile, Muad Lo Sha'ile. Why doesn't he just tell the lender, I thought I borrowed a calm animal, I didn't think I borrowed a dangerous one. So the Gemara says, "Mishum da amarle, sof sof itam hava palgan niska bayin de shalume." Because the lender can tell him, regardless, if you thought it was calm for a calm animal, you have to pay half a damage anyway. So you still have to pay half a damage. Hashda nami zil shalim palgan niska, pay the half a damage now as well. If a neimale, why didn't you just tell him itam hava mishalume gufo? If it was calm animal gets paid from the goof of the body of the animal itself. If it gores. So we have to split the animal and pay from the animal. So the Gemara says, Mishum da amarle, sof sof ad lav Torah bayit shalumin ledidi. So he says, at the end of the day, are you not required to pay the ox to me? Meaning you have to pay part of the ox to me. So he says, right, what does that mean? Rashi says, what's migufo velo mishali? Right, not from me, not from there's a girsame aliyah. That's not there from the choices. It has to come from the animal itself. And then he answers, Mishum da amar lei, sof sof ad lav Torah bayit shalom ledidi. You don't have to pay ox towards me. You also have to pay towards me. The lender would tell the borrower. So the Gemara says, v'neimalei, flipping the amud. Why doesn't he just tell him? The borrower could tell the lender, im tam hava. Have a modina umipatranya. So he could just tell him if it was a calm animal, I could have just admitted And we know that if someone admits by a common animal is a knas, that you pay the half a damage. It's a fine. And then we know, umodeh b'knas patur. Someone who admits in a case of a knas, he's exempt. Why didn't he just do that? So the Gemara says, v'afil el man damar palgan nizka mamona. Even if you say the half a damage is mamon, it's not a knas. Namely, you could have just said, itamhu, if it was a common animal, havam arikna lein the agma, I would have taken it to the swamps and taken it all the way to the swamps, got rid of it. So you would never have found it to be able to pay from the animal itself, is what the borrower could have said. So the Gemara says, "Ella, hachavam ha'iskena, what are we dealing with here? We're going to akdim beidina v'tafsei. The beidin went ahead and grabbed it in advance. That's what happened. So the borrower couldn't say that. Iach, if that's the case, ba'alim amayim mishalmin chatzin nezek. Why did the owner pay half a damage? Namely, what they could just say, at pastei letorai bida man delo matzi lishtau yedina ba'adei. You took the ox and you put it in the hands, my ox in the hands of the person that I can't bring to the Beit Din. So he says, Mishum da amarle, I adarten yalach, the borrower could tell him, if I would have returned it to you, love me nach havo shakli lei, would they not have taken the money from you, from that ox, even if the ox was returned to you? So, v'neimale, why doesn't he just say, I adarten yale, nyali, hava arig, nale dagma, the lender could tell the borrower, if you would have returned to me, I would have taken it to a swamp. So he says, Mishum Damar Le, sof, love me, aliyah, havu mishtalmi. At the end of the day, they could have come and taken the money from your choice's property. They don't need the ox. So, Hanicha, hecha de'ika le it le nichse. This is a very long sugya. It makes sense if he has properties. Hecha de'le it le nichse, Michael Amina. But when he doesn't have properties, what would you say in such a case? You could have taken the animal to the swamp, and then where would you collect from? So, Mishum Damar Le, ki hecha de mishavna le didach, hachanami mishavna le haich. So just like it would be mishubat to you, it would be mishubat to that person that you owe for the damage that was caused of his ox. Mid Rabbi Natan, from Rabbi Natan's opinion, the Tanya, Rabbi Natan Omer, minayin lenoshe v'chavero mane, v'chavero v'chavero mane, minayin shumatzin mizel nin laseh. How do we know if person A borrows from person B? The person B borrows from person C. The person C can go and collect from person A. How do we know? we take from person A and we give it to person C. Tamal amar v'natan l'asher hasham lo. You give to the person that's owed to, and therefore that's how you know that you pay the person that is owed to. And that's how we would understand this case. Okay, very good. Mu'ad bebeit shoel. If he became mu'ad in the borrower's house, ve'chzirah lo ba'alim, and he returned it to the owner, ba'alim meshalim chatzi nezek b'shoel patur miklum. We said the owner pays half a damage, and the borrower is completely exempt. So the Gemara says, seifa reshut mishnah, resha reshut eina mishnah. Hold on. The latter part of the mishnah said that the jurisdiction of the owner changes the status of the animal, whereas the resha, the beginning part of the mishnah, said the opposite. The jurisdiction changing of the owner doesn't change the jurisdiction status of the animal. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Tavera, you're right, this is messed up. Misha Shanazo, Lo Shanazo, whoever taught, the beginning didn't teach the end of the Mishnah. Two different people. Rava, Amar Rava says, Midereisha, Reshut Meina Mishana, Sefa Nami, Reshut Mishana, Midereisha, Ina Mishana, Reshut Mishana, Reisha, sorry, Midereisha, Reshut Eina Mishana, from the beginning part of the Mishnah, saying that status didn't change, or the jurisdiction doesn't change the status of the animal. Seifanami, Rishu, and Amishana, so to the latter part, it's talking about where the changing of the animal's status, his jurisdiction, who owns him, or where he is, wouldn't change the status of the animal. How do we know that? So he says, V'seifa, hainu ta'aman, the reason of the seifa is mishum da'amarle, because the owner can tell the borrower, lavko keminach d'me'ad le le'torai. It's not so, you can't go so far that you can make my ox into a goring ox, into a mu'ad ox. So that's what he could tell him. So Rav Papa Amar, mid the seifa, reshud meshana, reshanami, reshud meshana. He says the opposite. From the seifa being that changing of the owner changes the status of the animal, so to the resha. The reisha, is the following. Anywhere the animal goes in the reisha, the name of the owner is walking with it. So therefore, what we said in the beginning this beraita, in the beginning of this beraita, we said that if he borrows an animal, and it was tam when he took it, and it became a muad, and it really was a muad, so the owner would pay half a damage, and the borrower would pay half a damage. And then we said if it became mu'ad in the house of the borrower, the owner would pay half, the borrower would not pay anything. So the reisha over there, since it's always going based on the owner's name, therefore, you'd have to always pay the full damage. Right? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, reisha nami reshut mishana, klomar chad tana, it's one tana opinion. ulatana de resha svirale nami hach the sefer rishon mishana. Veresha mishumachi harevichizkato. Why do we say the beginning of the beraita it stays in its status? She'en kan shinui reshut. They didn't change the owner. She'kol makom she'olech shem be'alav alav. Anywhere it goes, they say, oh, is this that person's ox? They always know that this is a very specific ox. He belongs to that owner, and that's why it stays with its chazaka. But in general, even the resha and the seifa would both be reshut nishana. The changing of the owner would change the status of the animal in general. Okay, we'll stop there for today. We'll do a 1-minute recap.